Welcome to Blog Business School, session number 5.
Welcome to Blog Business School, your ultimate training resource to turn your blog into a profitable business in 60 days or less, with no BS. Here are your hosts, Rebecca Allen and Claire Cameron.
Today on the podcast, we're talking about GDPR. What is it, and does it affect you? And heads up, it more than likely does. It's Rebecca here, co-creator of Blog Business School. And in the blogging online business community, people are talking about GDPR. So I'm here to tell you a bit about that and what I'm doing about it and whether it affects you or not. So recently the EU, European Union, approved the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, which is being strictly enforced from May the 25th, and it covers data privacy laws across Europe. Now, are you affected? If you collect data of any kind from EU citizens, even if you or your company are not in the EU, then you are affected and you need to be compliant or become compliant by the 25th of May. So if you're in the EU or you have subscribers, service, products, customers, etc. with EU citizens, then yes, you are affected. So what type of data, when I say collecting data of any kind, what does that mean? Personal data is like a name, email address, location. So for example, if you're growing an email subscriber list, that is you. If you have an email subscriber list, that is you. Also, if you have contact forms that collect data, as does comment systems, Google Analytics, other analytical tools, plugins, cookies, if you've got cookies on your website, e-commerce transactions, an affiliate portal, a membership site, or ads that are targeting or retargeting, then you are potentially, or you are collecting data, and it's potentially somebody from the EU. Now, it doesn't matter if you have, you know, the target market of European citizens in mind or not. If they have the possibility or potential of coming to your website and you're either tracking them with cookies or they potentially become opt-ins, they're signing up their name and email address to a landing page, opt-in form, sign-up form, etc., then this affects you and you need to become compliant. So there's two really good articles that I've put in the show notes and in the description below that I really recommend that you read as a starting point to get a really good overall view of what GDPR is and how it affects you and how to become compliant. Now, the steps to getting compliant. You need to update your data processes. You need to update your privacy policy and you need to document your data handling processes publicly. So my recommendations for you. Firstly, consult with a lawyer for specific recommendations, individualized, specific to you and your business. My suggestions and recommendations does not constitute legal advice. All right, next, take seriously in a logical, methodical way. So take GDPR seriously, but do it in a logical and methodical way. Don't ignore it. Don't put your head in the sand like an ostrich. Don't panic. Just take steps to be compliant. So what I suggest and recommend is, one, you've got to schedule aside time to do these next action steps that I suggest for you. So action steps. Number one, do your own due diligence. All right, so find out for yourself, do your own research. Next, contact a lawyer. Then what I will be doing is updating my terms of service or terms of use and having them public, being anyone can find them. Updating my privacy policy. So again, a robust privacy policy, which can be found, so it's public. I'm going to put additional info and data transparency within my policies, privacy policy in terms of service, terms of use. make sure you have an SSL certificate on your website if you don't already. You can get heads up a free SSL certificate when hosting with SiteGround. So that's the hosting company I use and recommend. So there's a link in the show notes as well. You can get plugins that help you become more GDPR compliant. Just not having the plugins is not going to make you compliant. It's going to help you to take the steps to become compliant. So there's a WordPress plugin in the show notes as well. And lastly, on my to-do list and my action steps is to make my email communication, my opt-ins, and landing pages GDPR compliant. So in conclusion, you need a robust terms and privacy policy. You need to get consent from existing EU subscribers, email subscribers. And number three, you need to get GDPR compliant. So I'm doing that over the next couple of days. I highly recommend and suggest you do. I've actually gone and purchased a couple of courses to help me do that. There is a GDPR compliant blog course, so made specific for bloggers. So there's a link below on that one that I'm doing, and it's actually really, really affordable. I'm also doing a specific GDPR and ConvertKit training, and I've got that link below and in the show notes as well. Now, if you're a small business, as in that's kind of different to being a blogger, so you're in the EU or you service the EU, there is a GDPR checklist, and there's also a really good GDPR compliance pack that I recommend, and that is in the show notes as well. So the GDPR compliance blog course also includes a terms and privacy template for you. So all of these, not all of them, but a couple of those courses include templates to become compliant with the correct wording and things like that. So I do recommend them. So you can find today's show notes over at blogbusinessschool.net/session005. And as always, this episode is brought to you by Blog Business School, where you will learn how to plan, build, and grow a profitable blog in 60 days or less. With exclusive training and tutorials, you can get started for just $1. To join, head to blogbusinessschool.net. All right, have an epically awesome day. And I'm sorry to be a Debbie Downer that you need to do some work about GDPR, but that's just part and parcel of running an online business. All right, guys, have an awesome day. Bye.